روایت خلف عن حمزہ انشاءاللہ تلاوت ہوگی. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحيها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جليها والليل إذا يغشيها والسماء وما بنيها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سويها فألهمها فجورها وتقويها قد أفلح من زكيها وقد خيب من دسيها كذبت ثمود بطغويها إذ انبعث أشقيها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقيها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسويها ولا يخاف عقبيها. صدق الله العظيم.
My dear elders, brothers, respected colleagues, first of all of us, our Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Faruqi Naqshbandi Damat Barakatuhum, we should be all from the depths of our heart grateful, and we are grateful that Alhamdulillah the people of this masjid have got this great opportunity that we presented, requested the service of Hazrat Sahib in this masjid, and despite all of his occupations and busyness, Hazrat Sahib accepted and said labbaik and came here to our vicinity. May Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat Sahib great reward, and for those who arranged this, may Allah Ta'ala give them great reward. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with his father, his blessings, they gave this opportunity. Friends, my elders, Hazrat Sheikh has in his life, he after completing his studies, when the world was beckoning and calling to him, he had degrees, after attaining degrees and wealth was beckoning, and he diverted from such an opportunity. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran Majid, Allahumma yajtib ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib, that to Allah Ta'ala whoever he selects, whoever he desires he selects. And when Allah Ta'ala turns, then Allah Ta'ala selects somebody. When Allah turns someone, so Allah Ta'ala put into the heart of Hazrat Sahib that And Hazrat Sahib had this desire that I want to get close to Allah, I want to get the nearness of Allah. And he went to the company of the Walis of Allah, far he travelled, and in the first meeting his Shaykh recognized him and said to Hazrat Sahib that you will do dhikr and you will host dhikr. And mashallah, we are seeing that the people who are linked to Hazrat Sahib, just like a factory, if you take a factory, we see that people recognize a factory from its products, that what make and brand are these. So Hazrat's Mutalliqeen and students, when they have a link and connection with Hazrat and they come and meet him regularly, then their qulub, their hearts are alive. And nur, light comes into the hearts. And this heart, it doesn't just stay in the heart, the nur. Rather, this nur, this light, guidance, it transcends and it's shown on the faces clear. May Allah Ta'ala increase the barakah, the blessings in the age of Hazrat Sahib. MashaAllah, in this country, Hazrat Sahib came and he lives in Bolton, and there are majalis held in Masjid Zakariya and Masjid Taqwa as well. There are majalis gatherings, and thousands of people in the world are connected to Hazrat Sahib and they regularly attend and they take part and they do the Islah rectification. I say to everyone, all our brothers, Gujarati brothers from the depths of my heart who live here, who are locals, all of us who are in this country, Allah Ta'ala sent us to this country. And Hazrat Sahib said some days ago in the Zakri Masjid, nobody recited a Naat in Gujarati, so I wanted to say some words in Gujarati. I thought in my heart, and somebody many years ago in Gujarat, there was a person who recited a couplet in Gujarati that people recite, because Urdu, mashallah, has overwhelmed. Everyone reads Urdu, studies Urdu, nobody goes towards Gujarati. So what I want to say is that, friends, why have we come here? What objective, are we on that objective that we should be on? What life are we passing? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharaka bi rabbikal kareem. That what has put you into deception, that come to the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah. The walis of Allah will introduce you to Allah. The walis of Allah will open the paths from your heart to Allah. The friends of Allah will open your ears. The friends of Allah will open your eyes. Allah Ta'ala stated, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقُونَ بِهَا, that they have hearts but they don't understand. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ لَا يَسْمُونَ بِهَا, that they have ears but they don't listen. عَيْنُ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا, and they have eyes but they don't see. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ لَدُ. Allah Ta'ala says that these people, they are like animals. Rather, they are worse than the animals. My dear respected colleagues, come to the gatherings of the Walis of Allah. Put your hands in their hands and become a complete human being. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala attain His nearness and link a connection. That you will remember our elders, they, maybe there was a person who was, had marifat and he wrote this couplet. He wrote it in Gujarati. That doesn't matter how much you claim love, but all love will break. And whatever love you claim in the world, it will cease, it will end. But the reality is what? That even from hadith we learn this couplet, that people, they are sleeping. When they will die, they will become alive. When we were born, where did we live our life after being born? So if we carry on and understand this couplet, the meaning here, it gives us depth of the meaning of life. The Hazrat Mulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Dargeshar, he stated that a person who comes to the world in our Gujarati, where they used to live people, the people have made big houses, big mansions, and who's living in there? Nobody. We're sitting here. In a year, maybe we have a desire after 2-3 years, that 2-4 hours, 5 days, we live there and we come back. And we are desiring that we have a house here and we want a house there. Wala darul akhirat khayru wa baqa, Allah says. Allah says the house of the hereafter is better. And do we have desire and fikr and worry to make the house in the hereafter? Come to the friends of Allah. The friends of Allah will show you and teach you the path, and they'll create passion and design your hearts that we can make the houses of our hereafter. So, if we look further at this couplet, the meaning of this couplet in the verses here, Subhanallah, that this couplet, this poem, so much marifa, and he's saying that your body is beautiful, and look at the beautiful manufacture of the body, but spiders will crawl over it. The friend of Allah, when he says Allah, Allah, and he becomes the wali Allah, then in hadith is stated that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the earth has made it haram that the friends of Allah can be consumed by the insects. That the insects of the earth do not eat or consume the bodies of the friends of Allah. When our hearts are qulub, our ruh, our soul, when it starts to say Allah, 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 then Allah Ta'ala makes their qulub and their bodies alive and preserves them. My dear respected colleagues and friends, we don't realize this at all, but the objective of calling the Waliswala, the objective of the people who called this Waliswala, is that our youngsters, our teenagers, our youth, our elders, everyone who's old, everyone should have one objective. Today we have one objective: make property, money, dunya, become millionaires. We will keep on looking at this dream and depart from this world, and we'll go to the akhirah. Oh my friends, for so far, that we need to understand that very soon we will realize, very soon we realize, we make big claims, and very soon we will realize when the bubble will burst that you were either traveling on a donkey or on a horse, my dear respected friends and colleagues. So I won't continue too long in between yourself and Hazrat Sheikh, my dear respected colleagues and friends. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given many different ulooms, different types of knowledge, ma'rifah, and degrees, etc. But to Subhanallah, the ulema, the scholars, and the awam, the public, for them to attain fares and blessings, then this is the way, this is the means to attain these fares and blessings. That you cannot get this from any other method. In the hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when Allah Ta'ala loves somebody, his servant, and he says to Jibreel, Amin, O Jibreel, I love this person or persons, love him, and in the heavens announce. And then the announcement is made in the heavens that Allah loves this individual, this person. O people of the heavens, you should also love him. Then in the amongst the earth, the people of the earth, Allah announces that the people of the heavens, Allah, Jibreel, and all the people of the heavens love this person. You should always love him. And then what happens? That all people in the world, they turn their attention to that person who Allah loves. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Mahmubiyat, my beloved, a person in the hearts of the others, they have love. The walis of Allah, their love is put into the hearts of others, and they come to the wali of Allah and they get the fares and blessings. Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, with regards to him, he stated that when he was born, then Hazrat Anas ibn Malik was taken to him. Her mother took him and she said, do dua. As Anas, what did he do dua for him? Allahumma faqihum fi deen. Muhabbibhu ila nas. Oh Allah, give him the proper understanding of the deen, and in the hearts of the people put his love. MashaAllah. How much Hassan Basri Ramadan did the work of the deen. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given acceptance to Hazrat Sahib. The awam, the public, the people, the society are benefiting from him. We should have the same fikr. So now, whichever mothers who are disappointed with the children home when the child is born, oh my Lal, my beloved, my beautiful son. And when there's no tarbiyah of the child Islamically, then the same parents, Allah's Nabi said that the same mother and father, what happens then? Then they become disappointed that if we don't give them the right conditions, the right environment, don't give them tarbiyah, give them Islamic tarbiyah. The same after 12, 13 years, Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab, same his statement comes, what did he state? SubhanAllah, that my child, after 12, 15 years, we say, my beloved, but when he becomes a horse and kicks out, then we say, oh, it's better if he passes away. Why were you born? Why did you come to this world? Why, friends, because we don't do tarbiyat. Those mothers who are upset with their children come, and from this spiritual workshop, send your children to this spiritual workshop where the qulub will be rectified, where mothers and fathers will be given love, where people understand what their life is about, who will recognize their Lord. For this reason, send your children to the walis of Allah. Listen about the work of the deen, the words of the deen. Send your children to the gatherings of the walis of Allah, to such majalis, so that in their lives they can get benefit. And my friends, I say the final thing here, that those mothers and fathers who are listening at home, I say to you, that you have a responsibility as mothers and fathers to attend the Deeni Majalis. Send your children to Deeni Majalis, Islamic gatherings. Why don't you send your husbands and your children out of the home to the gatherings? Try and make effort. Try to sit in the Majalis of the Walis of Allah, and you get proper maghfirah, proper forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole hadith has stated that Hazrat, inshallah, will speak spiritually, but I'm just giving the introduction of the importance of the majlis, my friends, so that we attend these gatherings, we come, value, appreciate, and attend the majalis of the walis of Allah. So for this reason, I was saying that the friends of Allah have stated, you can't learn from the books, nor from lectures or speeches. Ilm comes from the focus and attention and the visibility of the Wali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not from books, not speeches and lectures, but from the nazar and the focus and attention of the Wali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When their focus falls on you, then your qulub become awakened. So that's why the mothers and fathers who are upset with their children, if you want to do tarbiyah of your children, then send your children to the Walis of Allah, the gatherings. That's it. I won't take any more long between you and Hazrat Sahib. I won't delay anymore. Finally, I would like to announce that MashaAllah, the Musajideen, they requested for Hazrat Sheikh to come, and Hazrat Sheikh accepted and came, MashaAllah, and thereafter in Masjid Sajideen, 3rd February on a Sunday after Isha, there will be the next gathering, the next majlis. What will happen in that gathering? Allah Ta'ala will prepare that in the Blackburn, the second masjid, other people also want Hazrat Sheikh to come. So just as Hazrat Sheikh gives mashwara, after that the next stage will be set. So now I will request to Hazrat Sheikh that Hazrat will give a bayan of rectification, reformation, then the lights will be dimmed. Hazrat will host dhikr, and after doing dhikr, all of you colleagues, all my colleagues, for you food is prepared, and inshallah you will eat and depart. Biryani is waiting. So sit with ease and comfort. There is also a translation. The room in the corner, there will be English translation there, inshallah. So those who desire to hear the translation in English, they can go there and inshallah they'll hear the translation.
عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا قالوا وما رياض الجنة قال حلق الذكر. أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه reported that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you pass by the meadows of paradise, then graze as you like. They, the Sahaba, said, what are the meadows of paradise? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the circles, the gatherings of dhikr, remembrance.
Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, recited a hadith that I've presented to you. That Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when you pass by, wander through the gardens of paradise, then you should eat as much as possible, graze there as much as possible, in simpler words. So it was requested that what are the gardens of Jannah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the gatherings of dhikr, the gatherings of dhikr. So my brothers, this statement, hadith, with regards to the Akhirah and the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is his statement, hadith, his blessed statement, that from his statement, whatever words came, they were sadiq, honest and truth, no doubt, 0%. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to this gathering, to the people of Blackburn, has given a great piece of news. The most definitely I'll say that today is more happier than the day of Eid. There's more happiness. This is what Iman says. Belief tells us this, that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should have yaqeen in this way, certainty in this way. Now here we see that some hours ago, an hour or two ago before Salah, where were we? We were in our homes, in the shopping center, in the bazaar, at home, in our businesses, sat next to relatives, with our children. And I won't say anything negative, but today's sort of society says that, you know, sometimes a little bit of lie comes out of our statements, some backbiting, some business transactions or discussions, a little bit of fraud, deceit. That's how our style and our characters become. The environment around us is like this, and obviously we are weak as well. So in that condition, we were sitting in our homes. Where were we? Where were you? Where was I? Everyone was different, in a different place, doing something different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially gave rahmah, mercy to certain individuals. And Allah's mercy was given to us, Allah's blessings came to us, and Allah ta'ala selected such gatherings. Allah Ta'ala selects upon whom Allah Ta'ala sends His special rahmah and mercy. This is not in the control of a human being. I don't know, maybe you tried, people should come, you maybe made adverts or announcements, you would have told people, people will have read the adverts or heard the announcement, only that person comes who Allah Ta'ala invites. This is not a small thing, my brothers. This is Allah Ta'ala's selection. Look at us, where Allah Ta'ala sent us from, where have we come to? I mean, even those who didn't want to come, they have come, alhamdulillah. So all of this, this nizam, system, cycle that Allah has created is rahmah, mercy. There's so many people in this gathering are those poor souls. Maybe they're about to go to Allah, to Allah's rahmah. Who knows? Who knows? We don't even know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which reason has hosted this, arranged this gathering, for what importance, who does Allah ta'ala want to forgive? So due to that person, sadaqa, Allah ta'ala is forgiving the whole of the majma'ah and all the people here. So this is Allah's style, alhamdulillah, Allah's karam, Allah's fadl, if we understand. So these points, these aren't traditional or custom tasks. This is from when we will go to Qiyamah, thereafter Allah will open the records and say, look, that for your forgiveness, what preparations and arrangements are made, where you were and how I forgave you. So where will we be and where are we now? Where were we before? I look towards myself, full of sins, top to toe, immersed in sins, in bad condition. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His karam, His raham, His mercy, He flipped our hearts, turned our hearts, and He prepared a majma, a gathering. This gathering in which we are sitting, this is not due to our efforts, and we could not make this ourselves or prepare it. That, for example, maybe 50 years I've come just once or twice to Blackburn. I came quietly, we came and did dhikr and we departed. Even then I was here and I'm here now. But at that time there wasn't a preparation like this. And look at this preparation. In a week Mufti Saab came, he requested and invited me. So this is all from Allah. Allah Ta'ala prepares, Allah's karam, His mercy, His blessings, His invitation and His attention. We are in a very bad state with regards to the hereafter. We know our weaknesses. We all know, each of us know our weaknesses. So Allah has given us such an amal, such an action. He's invited us, this whole gathering, this hadith I've just recited in the beginning, with regards to this gathering. So long ago we were given the great news by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when you pass by, wander into the gardens of paradise. So in other words, some time ago, in this dunya that we were in, which Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that one wing of the mosquito, this dunya is not even worth the value of the wing of a mosquito, full of dirt, impurities, lying and temporary things. And we were immersed in that dunya, busy in that dunya. Allah's karam came, mercy, Allah picked us up from there. And after a few hours, Allah has sent us to Jannah, paradise. These are the words. I'm not saying this, but I've got yaqeen that I'm sat right now in Jannah. This is the garden of paradise. Subhanallah. This is the garden of paradise in which we are set, my friends. Riyadul Jannah. Allah's Nabi Sallam said, why? Because there's no other objective of coming here. Mufti Sahib said this, otherwise my objective was not to speak, it was just to do, to act. I've come here for action, not for speaking. Alhamdulillah, I know here there are many ulama ikram, respectful scholars, great individuals, personalities there. They give nasiha and they and others listen. But who am I to explain to you and tell you, but I've been given an order that please fill in some of the blanks, so that's what I'm doing. So this gathering is khalis, solely is for dhikr of Allah, and such dhikr of Allah that we don't know each other. We don't know each other from before. We have just come here for one action. We will dim the lights and we will remember Allah, our Rabb, our Creator. That's it, no other objective. So this majma, this gathering, this assembly, Allah Ta'ala loves it so much, values it so much, that this earth in Bolton, where the place where we were staying before, and Allah said, it's suddenly changed, it's become the Garden of Paradise. Come to this Garden of Paradise. Yes, and how practical Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us this point. Fartau. Has it ever happened that somebody is in a garden or a field and there are nice fruits, delicious fruits, and a person's thirsty and hungry? And has it happened by chance that you go into a field or an orchard, and tell me yourself, it's a mango orchard and they're hanging the mangoes, different mangoes. When you feel like breaking the mangoes and eating them, and if you got ijaza, permission, eat whatever mangoes you like, take them, eat them, pick them and eat them. And without eating the mangoes, you'll leave the orchard. And somebody will say, you're a weird person, that you were so long in that orchard, you didn't even suck one mango, eat it. He said, no, I just kept on looking and counting the mangoes. I kept on looking. So that's why Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fartau, graze immensely, prove this point. This is the proof Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, that this is Jannah, the garden of paradise. It is a garden of paradise, most definitely. And here you cannot leave hungry empty-handed. And the food, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, eat within that garden. Graze there. This is Allah's dastarqan, food man. And you are the guests of Jannah. And the people of Jannah will be given automatically. Subhanallah. In Jannah, the people of Jannah, paradise, they will be given automatically. Will they be lacking anything? Will you go with rations and have to buy meat, go to the shop, chickens and do this? No, you'll be sat down, alhamdulillah, just be thinking, oh, today, you know that bird, I would like to eat its meat, it would be so delicious. You haven't even thought, the thought hasn't ended. And that bird gets cooked, roasted, and it's presented to you. Subhanallah. So this is what's happening right now. The same scene, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And what's happening? Allah's Nabi said, fartahu, graze within this garden, eat it in a nice way, just like, eat the food, just like biryani, you will eat, Mufti Sahib said, will you cease, or halt, or hesitate in eating biryani? No, so this is more important, eat as much as you can, just like animals eat in the fields. How do animals eat? They go into the field, and they don't take their mouths away from the grass. They, even if you slap them, push them, they'll keep on grazing, eating. So here there's a beautiful point for those who do dhikr, my friends. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is he telling us? That when you sit to do dhikr of Allah, remember Allah. When you sit to do dhikr of Allah, then remember. Remember, very good food you will get. And that food is not related to your body physically, rather it's related to that element within your body. That when you come back to me in the hereafter, Allah says, that is your ruh, your soul. That is what you are feeding. The more our souls are weak now, our souls are so weak, our poor souls never get food, no bread. We focus on our bodies, kebabs and other delicacies, but the ruh is desperate. That can somebody sit and remember Allah and give me some nourishment? Somebody should sit down. So many souls cry out for this. I stated that the food, the dhikr of Allah, when a person does the dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah, then at that time, the scene of that person when he's doing dhikr, what should be the reality? That when we dim the lights, it's not fard, wajib. You could do dhikr with the lights on, but fartawu, this is what gives benefit of grazing, that when you dim the lights, you should be so focused and immersed in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. You should be so occupied and busy, just like when you are occupied eating, busy, in the same way you are eating those fruits and delicacies of paradise, you should be so focused and with concentration, you should eat with love, that your focus should not be distracted even 1%. So these are the adab of dhikr. Adab. Not this, you are tasbih, you're talking, doing dhikr, your thoughts are somewhere else. This is not dhikr. This is not remembrance of Allah. Dhikr of Allah is what? That totally the insan, your tawajjah, focus should not go anywhere, left or right. You should be immersed, and with yaqeen you should sit down. You should be so occupied and busy with dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, that these kalamats, verses I'm reciting, these are the best fruits of the garden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's paradise that I am consuming. That I cannot get these anywhere in the world. No shop can I go to get them, no store, nowhere can I buy and purchase these fruits. These are such kalamat, these verses that you will recite. And now I also will recite these due to your benefit, that you are pious personalities. I'm sitting in your connection, in your company and with you. So we will recite these kalamats. And each verse is unique upon unique. If we start the tafsir, if the respectful scholars start doing the commentary of these verses, it will take days. Tell me, la hawla wa la quwwata, what is the tafsir of this verse? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. How much is the tafsir, the great tafsir? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. How lengthy is the tafsir commentary? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illa Allah, wallahu akbar. What a great tafsir. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. That these verses, these fruits Allah will feed us. Say subhanallah right now. Have you seen how Allah Ta'ala's dastarqan is laid out in black man? Subhanallah. The taste will never cease. It will never go. However strong is your iman, the more taste you will feel for a long time to come. I tell you right now. The more you sit with the greater yaqeen certainty, looking with this hadith in mind, the more certainty you have in this hadith. The Rasulullah ﷺ stated, فَرْطَعُوا. Come on, don't shake, don't move. Keep on eating, graze as much as you can. No guarantees about tomorrow. Just consume as much as you can and benefit as much as you can. So my brothers, this is a great, alhamdulillah, majlis gathering with the fadl of Allah. And I'm not capable, you pious personalities, due to you, I've also got this in my destiny, this gathering. And in the hereafter, when this gathering will be unraveled, another hadith comes from my mind, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Ajeeb hadith, the gathering. That there are many gatherings in the world, rich people, wealthy in palaces, in mansions. But this is the gathering of Allah. Allah has collected all of us. Allah has assembled us, and he stated this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that Ishtamu qawmi, if any nation, group of people gather, yathkurullah, and their objective is just one, to remember Allah, just to remember their Lord. If people gather, collect, and their objective is to remember Allah, to please Allah, that may Allah become pleased with us, may we be forgiven, just like this majma. This is the objective of this gathering. We have no other intention. We've come to do dhikr of Allah. It's stated, when a gathering is formed like this, and its objective is just to do the dhikr of Allah and to please Allah, then the good news should be spread. What is the good news that comes from this hadith? Allahu Akbar. From the heavens, an announcement is made, and an angel, a select angel, calls out, makes an announcement. His announcement is so loud that it spreads across the whole world and universe, so that all people realize and all human beings recognize his announcement. The whole world and creatures and rocks and stones and trees and branches and the fish in the oceans and the seas recognize the announcement that the dhakir, he is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, haven't we been given a great date today? Haven't we been given a great status? Another hadith I remember in between them. Bayhaqi, narrating Bayhaqi, Rasulullah s.a.w. stated that the highest status is owned by who? What a great question. If I ask you a question today, that who is the greatest people? Oh, that surgeon, he's got the British, and he's got status, title, accountant, minister, and MP, and the line of people will be named. But on this basis, we are coming here to do this gathering. And this is the greatest, you can say, big philosophy today, who has the highest status. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever he stated as a great status, and whoever Allah ta'ala says, then we shouldn't change our tune and our direction. We should take that advice, subhanAllah. Whoever Allah ta'ala considers the greatest is the greatest. Who has the greatest status? Highest status? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the highest status person is that person in this world and the hereafter. Don't look at his poverty, his hunger, his torn clothes. Don't look at his tatty clothes or torn clothes, but he will have the highest status in the eyes of Allah, the highest status and rank, and his hands won't even have raised fully, and Allah will have accepted his already. That's his status, subhanAllah. No doubt, maybe in this world he's not looked down, looked upon high. Maybe you go to a minister, you put a request in, and my son needs a job. You haven't even put the request in, and the signature hasn't even applied to the paper, and the job comes. That's status. And Allah says the highest status, the highest ranked person in this world, closest to me, what status will he have? That he will not go to the small kings, the low level kings. He'll go straight and say and present, Allah, give a job to my son. He hasn't even asked, and the signatures will be placed on the paper, subhanAllah. So who are those people? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, greatest status. Do you know who are those people in this world and the next? Who will be those people? Those who do the dhikr of Allah. Those who do the dhikr of Allah. Who remember Allah. Who do Allah's remembrance. So we've heard this now. Just like we've heard all the previous words, that if you become a doctor, you get money, good salary. If you become an optician, you get salary, etc., etc., etc. So don't we try that time to get in the dunya today? We should awaken. We should shake ourselves. That with regards to our children, with regards to ourselves, what should we do? We need to elevate our status, our rank, our souls. That today if we have the rank and tomorrow we don't have it, we should promise, well, if this action gives us status, then after today we will continue to do your dhikr. Do we promise, my brothers? We should promise. You should teach your children, make them educated, yes. But don't just run after the dunya, because this is temporary. To finish 20 years, he'll have the status, 30 years, he'll have the status. When he gets retired, after 1 week, in that same place he'll go to his office, and nobody will even want him to be there. They won't even ask him, have you teeth that? We're busy at the moment. Have an experience. Go and experience that. That week ago I was here at the office, I was the highest ranking officer here. They said, look, please, can you go to the side? We'll make some TV. We ain't got time to speak to you. We're busy. When you go the next time, they won't even look at you twice. And this dunya is very deceitful, treacherous. So to your children, remember, bring your children to these gatherings, these youngsters, bring them to the majalis. They won't even elevate their own statuses, subhanAllah. On the day of judgment, you also will be elevated and have the high status, subhanAllah. These are the majalis that the guarantee Allah's Nabi Sallam is giving. That however quickly, I tell you this clearly, this is the experience of my life, 60 years, the more speed. If you want to attain speed, if you the person, he leaves alcohol or drugs or dirty impure things, dirty gatherings, yes, the speed with which a person is reformed through via the dhikr of Allah, that is the fastest, you can say, solution to get away from all the troubles of the world that we have. So give your children an invitation that sit in the dhikr of Allah, go to dhikr gatherings, do dhikr in your homes, make a system that make the dhikr spread in your homes. Every day, morning and evening, we do dhikr 24 hours, 7 days a week, 24/7. And everyone can hear this so that people can hear in a loud voice. We do that so that the system we have, put it on via the internet, in the corners of the world this dhikr is heard and listened to. This is the preparation Allah Ta'ala has made. That adhan, isn't it heard everywhere? So if Allah Ta'ala wants something to be heard, Allah Ta'ala makes the system himself. He designs the system himself. This is not our achievement, that all the people in the world are listening to what I'm saying. Here, Saudi Arabia, America, Africa, whichever city you go to, this gathering will be listened to. Every man will be listening. So how did this system become manufactured? Because Allah Ta'ala wanted this, that my dhikr should be spread across the whole world. My makhluk, my creation, listen, the jinnat, insan, human beings, birds, trees, mountains. The mountains also listen. That if you go without a uniform and you're a high ranking police officer, nobody will even look at you twice, subhanAllah. But when a person with a dhikr, when he passes by a mountain, then the mountain is proud and says to the other mountain, and he's proud and says, that did any dhakir, a person that dhikr pass by you? Said, yeah, just now a dhakir passed by me. He's proud, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Glory be to Allah. Have you seen this? That we are so lowly today, and what a great action Allah has given to us. Oh, I'm lazy. And shaitan has diminished the importance, he's diminished the importance of dhikr in our minds and hearts. So this hadith I was saying to you, it stated that when this gathering comes together, yafkurullah, for Allah's remembrance, then an angel has been selected. When he sees a gathering of dhikr, then he announces with Allah's permission, the whole universe hears. What does he say? Allahu Akbar. Qawman makfuran. Go, go, you people who gathered for the dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of you. All of you. Subhanallah. So is this some minor thing that we will take before coming? Were we capable? Maybe you were, pious people. But I wasn't. This is the reality. That who has a guarantee? Who had the guarantee that you were forgiven? Tell me, were you forgiven? My brothers, that we will be accounted for ibadah. There will be riya, lying, falsehood. And we don't know what things that will there be in our lives. And we should do ibadah. And we should worship. And we should be hopeful in Allah's mercy. But Allah is also telling us a path that take. Allah says that even the worship actions you do, they may be filled with insincerity. But the gathering of dhikr, you'll get forgiveness. And if a person's forgiven due to the dhikr gathering, then his salah will be accepted. His ibadah will be accepted. Our iman, the strength of iman is what? That we should wait every day and do dua to Allah. That Allah, please give us a majma, a gathering of dhikr, so we can be forgiven. That do we have this desire inside us? Tell me. Do we? Do we have this passion within us? That sometimes one person tell me, have I arisen and done such a dua? That Allah send me to a gathering of dhikr where I can sit and I can get forgiven. Have we done this dua ever? Tell me. That we don't even do this dua. We don't realize this. What a great dua this is. That the gathering that I attend without effort, that all your hajj has been accepted, your umrah has been accepted, your talawat, your recitation, your Ramadan has been accepted, your ibadat, your worship, your ilm, knowledge has been accepted, your Quran recitation has been accepted, your hadith, teaching has been accepted, guaranteed that whoever is forgiven, then all his actions are accepted beyond acceptance. Subhanallah, tell me. And then, alhamdulillah, all those things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us that I mentioned to you, after forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala, will He account for those deeds? Will Allah ask us and give reckoning? No, Allah Ta'ala will put more blessings and elevation into those deeds. Otherwise we'll have to account. Allah will say, come alim sahab, give the hisab for your ilm. Come qari sahab, give hisab for your deeds, for your knowledge. Come this person, account for your deeds. Oh, you haji, come account for your deeds. What hajj did you do? How did you do it? Are there no hadith? We heard these from the ulama ikram. Then what will we do? What will we do then? So here, just for a little while, we'll sit down, we'll do dhikr, and all the deeds will be accepted due to the barakah of dhikr of Allah. The angel will say, you're forgiven, beyond forgiven. Go, the announcement's made, you're forgiven. Not just this, beyond that, there's another announcement. Not just ghafuri, not just forgiveness from Allah. Because Allah isn't just ghafur, Allah is ar-Rahim. This is the scene of Allah's rahmah. Subhanallah, we've heard from certain pious elders that when the gathering of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is, when the people gather together and khair, the pious people, alhamdulillah, and when dhikr is done, so the people of vision, the Allah Ta'ala has given us walis of Allah, and they say that we see that when the angels come to my gathering, just like we are sat here, that at this moment in time, so many angels there that the gap between the heavens and the earth is filled. Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. So these are all great tidings and good news that we can't see. But who told us? Bashir wa Nadir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us this. But our iman is so weak today. If someone says to you that, you know, there are so many angels there between the heavens and the earth. You say, oh, forget that, yaar. What are you talking about? How was your business today? What was your turnover today? What were you taking? Say, brother, there's so many angels there. And there's no gap, no space left for the angels that haven't filled in. And one angel, when he comes, he'll come with barakah and nur and blessings and rizq and health and wealth. And he'll solve so many problems, won't he? That the gap between the heavens and the earth is filled. Every square centimeter is filled with the angels. And the angels have climbed upon each other due to this gathering. And tell me how great a gathering that would be. Such rahmas and mercies they will come with. And we don't even know. Though this dhikr being performed in such a place. Oh, is it? Okay. Prayed salah. Let's go home now. We've done the fard. We've got other things to do. Got to go work tomorrow morning. Got to go work. And those people who have the hearts, when they hear this announcement, dhikrs, I see those people who have even come from London. This is called ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Isn't it? Not that you make a building and we wrote on it in Baruj, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. This is the fadl of us. What fadl is this? The one zelzal will come and the bricks, they will just evaporate. Yes, even an earthquake that your son, maybe he will lose everything in gambling, and a daughter will be born maybe in your family who she will sell your house off. I've seen this with my eyes in life. A person came to me crying and do dua for me, and I'm saying recently, I said, what happened? He said that, will you not, you won't tell anyone, will you? I said, why should I tell anybody else? Why should I share what you're saying to me? I said, what happened? He said, my daughter, every day she comes to me in the evening and she steals my money and leaves. To this extent that my bank book she's taken, she's emptied my bank balance, she sold my car and I didn't even know. And he started to cry. His daughter, blood daughter. And he started to cry and I started to cry. I thought, what sort of dunya is this? That this is his flesh. If she forgets him in this world, then what will she remember thereafter? That we run after them, we give our all for them. Think about it. Think about it. So this, that how much do we give for this dunya? But Allah says, I'm not just Ghafoor, I'm Rahim as well. So what does Allah Ta'ala say with regards to this hadith? The angels announce that all your sins are forgiven, and further, Allah Ta'ala says, بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. What a great piece of news. That the sins you performed, the amount of sins that you performed, Allah stated that all the sins need to be gathered and collected. The people who have been selected, this jamaat that is here filled, that these are the selected peoples of Allah. Great personalities, alhamdulillah, who Allah Rabbil Kareem has selected. This person will come, this person will come, this person will come, he will come, he will come. And I considered that my name was cut off, that I was so ill, and will I tell you the truth, that my colleagues took hold of my hand, and my hands were cold just at Maghrib time. And I said that I haven't got the health, I'm ill, I'm unwell. That is my name being struck off the list? SubhanAllah. So brothers, we should be so cautious and careful. Allah Ta'ala wants to see it, that does he have passion and desire? I said, doesn't matter what happens now, even if I have to go in the ambulance, but I will go and I have to get my forgiveness done. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So this is the opportunity that maybe after this death will come. And here, mashallah, the stamp, the seal has been applied 100%. All of my sins with the fadl of Allah, whatever sins they are, you are pious people. Today I get the certificate that you are forgiven. And the sins you performed, Allah says, I've collated them, gathered them together. After gathering them together, all your sins, I've transformed them all into good deeds. SubhanAllah. So are you happy for this or not? Tell me. Oh, I'm happy that in your bank you had 100,000 and Allah Ta'ala spoke 300,000 suddenly. Oh, mashallah, 300,000. Oh, I'm enjoying it. Majay. Is this enjoyment or is this enjoyment? SubhanAllah. Think about it. So either we think now that we have no sins and we'll realize at that time. So brothers, this is a great gathering. This is Allah's karam and mercy. Ajeeb walis of Allah have passed. Ajeeb people, I remember. Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh, there was a sheikh in Karachi, and at that time there were two sheikhs, Hazrat Thanvi Ramdhe, his Khulifa Ajal, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat's two Khalifas, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Nur al Marqada, and with him there was Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy, Muddazullah Ali, and you know both and they were the great khalifas of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib. One was a great alim and mufti, and the other one was a doctor, homeopathy. He was not an alim. And they were great walis of Allah, Dr. Abdul Hay, that Mufti Sahib, after giving ta'aleem, his both children, you know the names of his children, Mufti Rafisa and Mufti Taki Sahib. Two sons of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, mashallah, you ulama scholars, you know that what maqam they have today. And both of them, after giving them ta'aleem, ilmiyat, knowledge, he said that you need to have tarbiyat now, reformation, rectification, but not me, your father. Even their father was a khalifa, but in Karachi, he took hold of both of his children and took them to Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Sahib. And he said that, I brought my children to you, you need to do tarbiyah of my children. Subhanallah. And he started to say that, Mufti Sahib, what are you doing? What are you saying? That I'm not even an alim, a scholar, and you are sending these alims to me? How will I do tarbiyah for them? He said, I know your maqam, what it is, and what is my maqam. Subhanallah. He just said that these children, I signed to you, whatever I could say to you, I've done, now you need to rear them. So what I say is that maybe, mashallah, I've prayed some salahs behind them. I lived in Karachi. Mufti Taki Sahib, his style, and his older brother, also his style, that whenever he'd give a speech at Bayan, first and foremost in those Bayanat, what will they say? That my Hazrat said this, my Shaykh stated this. So imagine this, imagine this. So my Hazrat, my Shaykh at that time, also gave hukam order to this ajiz, that go and get some company of this. Some walis do this. That Hazrat Sahib sent me to Dr. Abdul Hay Sahib and said, get his company, such a nafis, delicate and great personality. And if I was given direction to go to his company, so there's benefits. I'll give you one summary, that something that I learned from him. First, you will have to promise. This is a great piece of advice and great learning. There's such a great learning I took from him, that your life turns for the good, alhamdulillah, that you get that maqam and status. Wa makum, that subhanallah, you get that level. Do you understand what I'm saying? That every moment the individual, the human being, should attach himself to Allah and consider he's with Allah. Dhikr with dhikr, nisbah, connection with dhikr, I'm saying this, and you should consider this a gift, alhamdulillah, and bring this to amal in your lives. Then here, there was a statement that he stated, subhanallah, he stated that, look, Hazrat Sahib, this is a learning, a key learning, that what should we do? What we should do with this style? He said that we should do this. And mashallah, he was from Allahabad society. He said, what you should do, he said this as an introduction of his statements, walking and sitting, talking, wherever you are, with your Lord, with Allah Mia, you should slowly, slowly speak to your Lord, to Allah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Ajeeb statement. Then he said it again. That don't you do this, do this. Every moment, quietly, softly, speak to Allah, your Rabb. Communicate with him. And then he will also speak to you. Oh, I heard this. I said, how do we do this? How do you speak to Allah? Softly speak and communicate to Allah. I've told you his maqam. This is the maqam a person gets, the status a person gets. He said that I will teach you the tariqah and then you can practice it. So I will tell you that method. Say inshallah, we will practice it. Inshallah. Will you do this? Inshallah. Hazrat said that insan, the human being, that Allah Ta'ala has put an individual human being into different circumstances and condition. That you'll be happy maybe, now after a while you'll be disappointed, after a little while you'll be happy, and then suddenly you'll get a desire, then you start thinking, or waswasa will come, or whispering will come, then you'll go off track. So in this sort of coming and going, ups and downs, the life passes, morning and evening. So what we should do, is at this time, we should utilize our time. How? That whenever you see that you want to attain something or see something, you feel something, that you get a little bit of happiness or satisfaction, it's like you leave and there's a bit of cool gust of wind. MashaAllah, cool gust of wind. Or tea is presented to you. Oh, very nice tea in front of me now. Somebody's giving you water. Wow, nice water given to me. And you prefer it, you like it. Sometimes you have a nice feeling after something's given to you, or you receive something, or you see something. You feel sudden excitement or goodness. So Hazrat Sahib said, when this feeling, emotion comes, it comes from Allah. And with this emotion, what we should do is that nothing from Allah is false. Or we should think that where have the walis of Allah reached? That from this your darajat, your levels could increase and you could also drown. Hazrat how? Subhanallah. The Hazrat said that when this emotion comes, a good emotion, then two things run in parallel. One is the rahm of Allah descends. One is shaitan, he wants to diminish that rahmat, that mercy of Allah. He wants to crush it. So when you are happy, so at the time of happiness, what does shaitan do or say? He says, I want to drag this happiness and don't take this person to ghusl. He wants that person to do wrong actions in the state of happiness. For example, I'll give you an example so you understand. The Eid is a great day of happiness, isn't it? Great day of happiness. And how do people celebrate Eid? And how do they celebrate the happiness? Astaghfirullah. Weird actions with destructive activities, they start celebrating Eid. The Ramadan that they've passed, they waste it on the day of Eid. And very regularly a person, when does he lose out? At the time of happiness. At the happiness he does this and do this. This is my son's wedding. Happiness for a few moments, hours. Let's do this in the weddings, functions, celebrations. And in that moment of happiness, he compromises the Sharia of Allah. And he eliminates or doesn't practice the principles of Sharia. For example, we have anniversary, wedding anniversary, birthday anniversary. But what do? That child's birth, we are happy about his birth. They were cutting the cake, wasting money, doing wrong actions, music. That has no link with the Sharia. So shaitan, what he's made the happiness, he's twisted it and turned it and taken the people towards temporary and wrong actions. So he stated to be saved from this so that shaitan doesn't divert us. DVD, as I tell you, a nuskha, Hazrat said, utilize that advice of what will happen, subhanAllah, your darajat will reach to the highest level, subhanAllah. And how? Stated that whenever you feel some happiness, any type of happiness, small or big, then say one thing, say Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah. Very few people remember this. At the time of happiness, we forget this. Stated that when we say Alhamdulillah at any time or emotion of happiness, it is such a great verse and kalima, that this kalima wahid is the one kalima and another kalima that is related to this subhanAllah. These will be uttered in Jannah, paradise, these two kalimats. These kalimats are the kalimats of Jannah, the statements of Jannah. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. These two. That first and foremost, when a person will go into paradise from their words, what kalimats will be uttered? First and foremost, the kalima that will be uttered will be what? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imagine now the greatness of the statement of Subhanallah. At that time, the people of paradise won't say anything else. They will say Subhanallah. And Alhamdulillah. That we speak about this hadith, that totally, this is the great lofty praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person wants to, if you want to praise someone, you can. But if you want to praise Allah, when you say subhanAllah, then Alhamdulillah, you are praising Allah at the highest level. So now we see that this is that kalima from which Allah Ta'ala has started the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala started the Quran with Alhamdulillah, this kalima, this dua. Such a great kitab, the Quran, the greatest kitab. So this kalima is so weighty, so heavy, so strong that when the human being at the time of happiness recites this kalima, Alhamdulillah, and is grateful, then Allah says, Shakartum walazidannakum. When you recite this due to happiness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his happiness, Allah will elevate his happiness due to being grateful and will strengthen his happiness and make it solid. So we should remember this point that whenever we get happiness on our hearts, then what should we say straight away? Alhamdulillah, nothing else, no second statement. And when we feel a bit down, emotions may be negative, when we feel a bit distressed, we say silly things in anger and swearing, etc. No, don't say anything else, rather say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, subhanallah. What's the reward for this when a person, such a great reward that when you have distress or difficulty and you say this kalimat, then Allah will give you sabr, patience. And your hashar, your hereafter will be counted with the sabireen. And the sabireen, they're reckoning thereafter. The good news that has been given to them is those people who sabr, the men and the women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send them into paradise without any reckoning. Subhanallah. So that time comes, isn't it? For example, it's hot. We say, oh, it's hot. Say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You're about to eat, it's too much salt. Don't say something wrong, oh, bad about the food. Say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. About to drink water, it's a bit too hot. Say what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that even when you blow out the lamp, the light, the flame, recite this kalima, and where do you get the level? Oh, without any hisab, without any reckoning, Allah Ta'ala will enter you into paradise. And the third point, which is beautiful, that sometimes shaitan, what does he do? When a person becomes good, upright, pious, then shaitan reminds him of his sins. You used to do this, you did X, Y, Z. All the list of sins are brought back to the mind of that person. He becomes weak, that maybe my deeds are not being accepted. I've gone backwards. And that poor soul becomes weak, so weak. And he thinks that I'm the worst of sinners. I have nothing to my name. It's stated that this is a severe time. That time is a challenging time, which we recite. Astaghfirullah. When this thought process and tape starts to run through your minds and shaitan tries to deviate you, recite Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. The barakah of this is so strong that the previous sins are forgiven. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates a feeling within you due to this kalma. He was a Wali Wala who said this. And what will be that emotion and feeling? That you will feel the sins that you did before, they'll be there. But you will then feel that in the time to come, I'll be more cautious. And you'll be more cautious and clever in the life to come, the time to come. Ajeeb kalma after this. Subhanallah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alhamdulillah was stated. And then after that, Astaghfirullah was stated. And then with another person, waswasa comes, whispering of shaitan, whispering, bad thoughts, can't sleep in the night. He starts to think about the future. All these feelings and emotions that tomorrow I have to go here. Will this happen? Will I get a job tomorrow? Tomorrow I have to go here. I don't know if there I'll have time or not. May not be that my bus, I lose my bus, miss my bus. Little thoughts come negative. I don't know. Will this happen to me? Or will this happen? Tomorrow morning I've got this duty to fulfill. Will this happen? I don't know. My child, will he become ill? Will he get entrance into school? Will he get entry? And is this something to think about? We shouldn't be thinking about this. What happens? Some people, they don't even sleep at night. Will this happen or not? Tomorrow, will I achieve this or not? So it's stated that when this kafir, when this feeling, you fall into this feeling, then just do one action at that time. Then say, ta'awud, a'udhu billah. That as soon as a person says, a'udhu billah, then Allah Ta'ala protects that person and Allah Ta'ala increases his strength and encouragement because he sought refuge. And he sought protection from Allah. That Allah, I want your protection. That all these things are about to come to me tomorrow. I want to do. May you fulfill them, Allah. Complete them. So when he says, ta'awud, that Allah, take me into your protection. I seek refuge. Straight away at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his desire. In the time to come, Allah will complete his task, that his desire. So my brothers, these few points in Nasiha, consider these as gifts of this gathering. Bring these into your life as habits. You need to make habit. When you're happy, what will you say? Alhamdulillah. And if something goes against your feelings, emotion, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Look at that. Great darajat. And when you start to remember your sins and bad past, I'm a sinner, I've got nothing to my name, start to say, Astaghfirullah. When these thoughts come, that I don't know what's going to happen in the future, will I get this? And you feel upset in the night, shaitan comes to you, what do you do? A'udhu billahi. That seek refuge, may Allah Ta'ala give us the amal to do, amal on this. Now let's do dhikr, inshallah. Seek forgiveness, I've taken too much of your time. So dhikr, there are two types of dhikr. One is loud dhikr, one is silent dhikr. Jahar dhikr and khafi dhikr. Because I have a relationship and connection with all the four salasil, all four orders of tasawwuf, but I have a greater and stronger connection with Naqshbandi tariqah than Naqshbandi order. And we do the dhikr and the spark lessons of Naqshbandi dhikr. Because in Naqshbandi order, there's khafi dhikr, silent dhikr, which is 70 times greater connected to the heart, silent dhikr. So jahir dhikr is dhikr we do with our tongues, loud is good dhikr. And a human being gets taqwa and closeness to Allah. He gets enjoyment and feels good emotions and taste. This is jahir dhikr from the tongue, loud dhikr that you hear. One is khafi dhikr, silent dhikr. And how do we do khafi dhikr? From the heart, from the qalb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever Allah ta'ala has mentioned dhikr in the Quran, remember this point. Allah ta'ala doesn't talk about just dhikr there. He talks about dhikran kathira. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Wadhkurullaha kathira la'allakum tuflihun. Wherever dhikr is mentioned, what's stated there? Do dhikr kathira. In high quantity. What do we think is high quantity? 1,000, 2,000, 300,000, 400,000. This is not kathira. The definition of kathira is unlimited. High quantity, which has no limit. Just like we put the SIM. How many messages? How many texts? Unlimited. How many minutes? And we start using that data or usage. So kathira means unlimited. That doesn't come into count. And this is how much dhikr you need to do. Unlimited. So what we realize is, what dhikr is that? Not dhikr of the tongue. No, it doesn't remain. This is not the dhikr that Allah is referring to. The dhikr that the Quran is mentioning, Allah is mentioning as a lengthy definition. And maybe if we sit again, we'll talk about the benefits of this dhikr. The Quran is speaking about, you need to do this dhikr kathira. What dhikr do you need to do? Dhikr kathir. And dhikr kathir is related to what? Not to the tongue. The tongue cannot do dhikr kathir. When you sleep, tongue stops. When you don't speak, your tongue stops. Isn't it? When you're eating, tongue doesn't recite Allah's dhikr, does it? And if you're focusing on someone, your tongue is not doing dhikr of Allah. So Allah has prepared for this beforehand, that I will prepare for this so you can do dhikr kathir. What is that? Allah Ta'ala said that you will do dhikr, and that will be counted even after you leave this world. It's such a machine. It does tick, 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 tick. The clock will continue to tick. And it is the tasbih of Allah that will do Allah, Allah, Allah. It will make you say Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is dhikr kathir. High quantity dhikr. And this gathering today, everybody will do this dhikr. Remember, this dhikr in kathir we will do today. So leave the tasbihat. Now you have to focus your heart towards Allah. Time is past of tasbih, 10 tasbih, 15 tasbih. You cannot utilize this and you won't benefit from this. You should benefit with a higher form of dhikr. Dhikr in kathir, high quantity, make your heart alive. So your hearts can become those hearts that start doing the dhikr of Allah. This is Allah's hukum, order. That Allah Ta'ala didn't say pray salah all the time. It's five times a day. Allah said keep 30 fasts, Hajj once in a life. Whatever ibadah that be given to us, no limit. But when it comes to dhikr, dhikr and kathir, there's a reason for this. Why is it stated dhikr and kathir in the next gathering? I'll explain to you. So there are two types of dhikr. Yes, one is jahar loud, and one is khafi dhikr. Khafi dhikr is done from the hearts. It's called maraqaba. It's called dhikr khafi. And you pay attention to what's the difference between the two, between loud dhikr and silent dhikr. Loud dhikr you can learn from the kitab, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tasbih, la ilaha illallah. That's like you go to the counter, to the pharmacy and buy the medicine. There you go, I want Panadol or this medicine. Over the counter, over the shelf, you get the medicine, pre-made. But dhikr khafi is not over the counter. You need to go to the doctor and get the prescription. Subhanallah, sayyid, subhanallah. So this dhikr, to learn this, most definitely you'll have to go to the wali Allah, the sheikh, the friend of Allah, who is qualified to teach you this dhikr. And how long will it take? 1 second. How long? 1 second. 1 second your heart will be alive and the dhikr shall say Allah, 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 Allah. And how long will the heart do dhikr? Until as long as this dunya is in existence, subhanAllah. And the person's heart will continue to do dhikr even after that. It will not stop. So if the heart starts to do Allah, Allah, then how can that heart die? How can that person die, my friends? So will you learn this, my brothers? You understanding what I'm saying? Do you like what I'm saying? Or shall I speak in Gujarati? Okay, so next time I'll speak in Gujarati, inshallah, with you, okay? So this gathering, we need to make it successful. Tomorrow I have to answer to Allah and you have to answer to Allah as well. So what will Allah ask you? That, oh my servant, that what do you consider yourself? First answer, what do you think you were? What did you consider yourself? Why were you big-headed and proud and haughty? Allah, no, nothing. That you had such big mutakabir, you were mutakabir. You had pride. That I sent my khadim and he came to give you service and he announced. And this announcement was in accordance with my Qur'an and the blessed statements of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you were told, advised that you are going to die and you're going to come to me tomorrow. And you know that learn dhikr today, the dhikr of Allah, make your heart alive. And you made a fuss and you turned your face and left. You turned your face, you know, U-turn. Tell me, will we be able to give an answer for rejecting this ni'mah? And how great is this ni'mah? In the hadith, it is stated that when people will go to Jannah, not outside Jannah, when people go to paradise, that once in their heart, they didn't say, Allah, what is the reward of Allah? Saying Allah with their hearts, they will bang their heads and say, hi, how did we waste this time? Once. And what a great status. So tomorrow, we will have to give hisab, but we're stuck now. Either we should learn dhikr and depart, or tomorrow we'll have to answer to Allah. Say it loudly. So it's your choice. In your court, I've thrown the lay down the gauntlet. Whoever likes, the fakir is sitting. It may become 3 or 4 a.m. It will take you 1 second to learn dhikr. It will take a second to teach you dhikr. Alhamdulillah. It's difficult for me as well to teach such a big gathering. But inshallah, you do dua. Every man can leave this gathering as a dhakr, not dhikr of the tongue. Dhikr and kathir, the person who does the dhikr and kathir, high quantity, unlimited dhikr. Will you learn, my brothers? Put your hands up if you want to learn dhikr. Put your hands up. Elders, youngsters, everyone? Inshallah. No one should make a fuss. I'm not giving you bayah, making you murids. No, wherever you have a sheikh, except murid, etc. Keep that to yourself. I'm telling you that formula that you don't have today. I know it. Allah Ta'ala will ask you about this tomorrow. So what will Allah ask me? Oh, you man, I sent to you, my servant. Did you try hard? You tell the people? Yes. Did you teach them? Yes, Allah, I was listening. I was ready. They didn't come. You can go into Jannah, khair for you. Subhanallah. So you will send me to paradise, but I'll be sad. There are such beautiful brothers, nice brothers, beloved brothers, and we go then, we're not together. So learn dhikr and depart. Yes, don't leave dhikr at all with the fadl of Allah. So now we will do both dhikr, insha'Allah. Dhikr jahir, who's a big gathering. So everyone will repeat after me, recite after me, I will recite, and after me you should also recite the kalamas that I will recite. And then you will consume the fruit, the first hadith. Now that time has come now, that Allah's dasturkhan, the food might just be laid out. Whoever with love can consume the fruit. So we'll eat with attention. My heart feels that with every kalama, the tear should come to our eyes. That Allah, your karam, your mercy, you lifelong. I've never recited these kalamats in my life, and I'm guaranteed saying this. Guaranteed that in any gathering you probably have not recited kalamats in this way. Somebody will be 70 years old, 80 years old. Guaranteed, I'm telling you this. Yes, because I know. That in this mahal, in this gathering, those kalamat, just like we will recite today, in this gathering, whoever sitting here, that he will have never recited them in this way. Why? ذَلِكَ فَضُّلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Whoever sat here will have not experienced or recited the verses like this. So recite these with enjoyment, in such a way that Allah, we're grateful to you, that you are forgiving me of what at this time I'm about to die. I'm taking tablets every day. I'm a patient of, I've got high blood pressure. And the doctor said your kidneys failed, or your pancreas, the blood is gone. But today we are sitting here as if we are youthful and young, and we've just been born today. Allah's made me recite those kalamat, that every kalamat is Ismi Adam, the high name of Allah. In the gathering you will recite these kalamat. Everybody has to recite. Don't sit here like dumb, and sit in a nice way with emotion, with concentration. And the angel announces that I said that, pious elder said that those angels that come to my gathering, the many angels, they leave unconscious from the gathering. These kalamats, even the angels are desperate and hungry. What makhluk they are in the world? What are they reciting? What kind of people are here in the world today that despite all the facade that they are remembering Allah and sitting and remembering Allah subhanAllah. And then after that, inshallah, we'll do maraqabah for a little while, silent dhikr in the heart with the fadl of Allah, and then we'll do dua. Inshallah, recite durushif, and then we'll do dua.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا غزيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أيها يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرضنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرك أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يهدهم والأنوار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.